Good evening.
Evening, Summoners.
Good evening. As always, we feel great joy, my dear friend, when we see how you have gathered together for the good of others. I would say to you that each one of you will feel uplifted by the time that you leave this room.
Thank you.
I wish to say to you that your planet at this moment in time seems to be quite disruptive.
Yes.
And no matter how many times I tell you not to worry, you cannot but help to do so, only because you are human. I wish to say to you, my dear friends, it is not only disruption on the Earth planet, but it comes from the nearest universe to you. And you know that there are many. So, again, I will repeat words I have said to you so often. Accept what is happening. Give all of your love to those who are disruptive. And spread your love to all people. But not only that, but to send your love to the universe. Spread it wider. So, we thank you again for the thoughts that are given to all who dwell here upon the Earth planet.
So anyway, how can the other universe affect our planet?
Because you are all joined. One cannot exist without the other.
So does that mean that everywhere around, not just us, is being affected by this?
Part of the universe, not all. As I have said, there are many universes.
Yes.
That you will never become aware of in a lifetime.
No, but there are an awful lot of planets in our universe.
Yes. And it is a universal thing. It is something that has happened before throughout all time. But when you are here in the flesh, listening to all that is happening, you cannot help but let your emotions go out of control.
Are you able to tell us what's going on the other, in the other universe?
That is of no consequence at this time.
Right, okay.
All you need to know is that the problems that you see is not confined to the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the planets influence each other.
Mm. Yes.
Each hour, each day, each week, throughout all of your earthly time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. So I say to you again, my dear friends, what you have is the most powerful weapon, and that is your love for all mankind.
Mm.
You have to become love.
Mm. Yes.
We have spoken many times of love.
Mm.
Yes.
But I say again to you, don't think of it, but feel it.
Mm.
When you feel love, there is no need for words.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if it helps at all. It's much like, as you say, the planets are all influencing us, the Earth and everything, and the astrologers knew all about that. But it seems a step further, the other universes, particularly the one nearest to the Earth, it also has an influence. So
yes.
It's all worth, we don't need to know, I guess, but I suppose it would be lovely to have some inkling as to the other universes, but we can't, I guess, so it's just a question of embracing them in our love as well.
Yes.
And we know that it will pass, the troubled time will pass.
The troubles cannot last because time continues.
Mm.
It will not last.
And love and joy are our greatest protection.
Yes.
And for everyone.
Yes. You have to feel the love.
Mm.
Feel the love for your planet, for other planets, for the universe that is close to you.
Yes.
These happenings have happened since I do not know when, but they have always been. There has always been upsets and wars and natural disasters, which we have discussed in past times.
Mm.
Mm.
And what you consider to be disasters are just part of the evolution.
Mm. I tend to think of wars being created by a person. But that person is perhaps being influenced by the other universes, so it's not.
Yes,
really,
you have to go to the energy of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have an imbalance, that is when upsets are created,
mm-hmm.
down to the very basic level.
Mm. So if we can somehow restore the balance, that's all that's required, maybe.
That is what we try to achieve.
Mm.
Not only here upon your earth, but from spirit.
Mm.
There are many working, many angelic beings who are around all of you at these times.
Mm.
But I do not want you to think that these are unusual times.
Mm. We've got the imbalance. Are we talking about the energy of physical things? What about in spirit? Are there imbalances over there as well?
not to the degree that you would understand. There may be a slight imbalance of energy, but it is not disruptive like it is upon your earth. Yes.
Thank you.
The subject of energy is a great one. And I do not feel at this time the capability from you of understanding. Because not only here does mankind feel he does not have the wisdom, but also some of those who have already passed to spirit feel they do not always understand what is happening.
The energies, does that relate to the dark and the light? And
of course, yes. You have to always go back to my words. If you question anything, reread the words that you have placed upon your papers and see what has been said before.
And it's sort of a...
How many times upon your planet has there been ceaseless worry, misunderstandings of will the planet survive?
It always comes back to fear, doesn't it?
Yes. You are quite correct. And how many times do you see the people in your streets saying the world is nigh?
Yes.
So often. So you must, my dear friends, try to keep everything balanced within your own hearts and minds. Because unless you can do this, you cannot help others. And your understanding, the people's understanding is growing. I know you do not feel this, but I assure you that people's understanding is becoming much greater.
When you say that, becoming much greater, about spirit or about everything?
About understanding life upon the earth, and of course about spirit. That is the most important part.
Yes, it is surprising the number of people I always try and bring in a bit of spirit somewhere along the line, and it's amazing how many people are interested.
Yes.
Many more than don't want to know.
Many seeds have been sown. And remember, I have told you, there are those coming to this world, children, who have great knowledge and love and wisdom to help this planet. So remember that also.
Yes.
Send out your love to them, even although they have not yet arrived.
Yes, it's an exciting... I don't know why, it's a very exciting thought that they are preparing to come and bring all that love and balance.
Their understanding is much greater than many who have already come, including yourselves. Although I have to say, it took quite a while to gather you all together. We feel that as human beings and spirits, you are indeed great ones.
Mm-hmm. that you just say. Well, we've been helped along an awful lot by you, Sally. Maybe we would never have reached anywhere near how we've got to if you hadn't come to us. So,
I thank you for those words, but it is I who needs to give thanks to all of you. There have been many changes over your earthly years, and yet you still come together and give of yourself, of your spiritual love, in order that others may live a decent life with understanding.
I think one of the reasons we come is that you were talking before about feeling love, and yet this is one place we really do feel it.
Yes.
We do feel the love amongst us and from spirits as well.
Yes, definitely.
It's very tangible.
And it's not only that, because we've been coming for so long, I think all of us have experienced the wonderful impact on our own lives of the knowledge that we've been given. We've felt so many results, positive results.
Yes.
And
you cannot deny what you feel.
No.
You can disregard the words of another, but you cannot deny what you feel within your soul.
Gosh, yes. And
in many ways, it's been one of the most important learning processes of my whole life. Really, this group has helped me so much to understand more. You've helped us so much to understand more.
But you see, when you come within a body to live a life upon this planet, you are not perfect beings. You know, people say beautiful babies would never have a negative thought. Let me surprise you and tell you that those beautiful babies have already existed with all the love and emotions, the range of emotions that go with living a life here. Have you anything to ask?
I was going to ask you a follow-up question, because I think it was Sarah that a few months ago mentioned about somebody who had the bash on the head, and they were able to
play the piano after.
What was it they were able to do?
Play the piano afterwards.
Play the piano where they hadn't been able to, and you said that it was recorded in the DNA from many lifetimes earlier.
Yes.
And I just wonder if this was really how instinct comes in, that we often talk perhaps rather glibly about, that's instinct. How a baby knows how to suckle, how animals know how to find their way across a continent and things. I was just wondering if all of this, again, is written into their DNA from perhaps many lifetimes earlier.
All genes have knowledge.
Yes.
I believe I said.
Yes.
Of course, you can never destroy energy. And memory from spirit is energy. You can forget with the brain, the physical brain.
Yes.
But you can never destroy or forget that which is part of spirit.
Yes.
So yes, there is always knowledge available within you as human beings. But that energy exists in a wider sense throughout all of the universal energies. Again, you go to deep matters where one answer would not be enough.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. So one way that this energy can be expressed is recorded in the genes, but that's just one way.
Yes. And once you come to human form, that information can be tapped into.
Yes.
Mm. Of course.
And that's where we have memory from, perhaps from other lives too. There may be some memory of something we've done before that could be developed.
Yes, of course.
Mm.
Yes, you are all capable of many things.
Mm.
But if the physical brain does not seek and search, it will never know.
Mm. There's a girl recently who started, I think, playing the piano, and she started sort of composing when she was around about 3. I think she's 12 now, and she's giving concerts and has written operas and all sorts.
Yes.
And that's obviously also from her, what's happened before.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You all have retained memory from past times, whether you understand or accept it. It is there. It can never be destroyed.
So if you've done bad things in a previous life,
yes,
or things you know that you shouldn't have done, could you start doing them again in this life if you felt that's what you needed to do?
That is possible.
Mm.
That is possible. It would depend whether the spirit was ready to change or not.
Mm.
And yes, that has happened where people have returned and carry some of what you consider to be unhealthy ways of living.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you wonder sometimes why some of these people do some of the things they do. But maybe that's not necessarily brought from a previous life. It's something they've decided in this life.
Yes, of course. That is why you cannot judge.
Mm-hmm.
You do not know that answer
mm-hmm.
until you return to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On a slightly different tack, you said to us that cancer, well, all illnesses, was something that we had created ourselves, maybe not in this lifetime, but in previous lifetimes. When animals get cancer, is that the same thing? Is that why they get cancer? They've done something wrong?
Yes, it is an unbalance. The animals, as well as humans, become unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
That should not surprise you.
Mm.
They think, but not perhaps in the same way that we do.
No, that is true.
Yes.
Their thinking patterns are different.
Mm.
Animals are different from you as human beings.
Mm.
But they are still prone, shall I say, to imbalances.
Mm. How would they get imbalanced, an animal? Could you give us an example?
Because, like people, you can have angry animals.
Mm-hmm.
You can have animals who become so afraid that they do not mix with other animals. Mm-hmm. There are many, many reasons.
Mm-hmm. They can become depressed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same as any human being.
Mm-hmm. So they can all benefit from healing and
love.
And animals yeah. will give you unconditional love
mm.
if they are treated properly.
Mm.
Yes.
Because I've watched some of those vet programs and the owners are absolutely distraught that the animals got cancer, so that it isn't a case of them not loving the animal.
It is what the animal feels and does itself.
Mm.
You cannot blame another for any illness that occurs either in an animal or in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
You see it happen when so many are told they will not survive, and they do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have to then give an explanation for why this has happened.
Mm.
Why does it happen with some, but not others? Mm. But remember, you all have to pass with something, unless you have the capability of understanding your own spirit.
There is a question from a reader. Can you take another question?
I will take one more before I leave you.
They expressed a concern that the way artificial intelligence and AI, as it's called, is developing so quickly with computers and robots, they wondered and if at some point these computers and robots will get so they'll develop an intelligence of sorts that goes beyond humans, and they could even annihilate humans at some point. But there's that general fear, I think, being expressed about the rapidity of the technological development at the moment.
Yes, we are well aware of what is happening in your world, and yes, your technology is in taking leaps and bounds, I think you say.
Yes.
Do not forget that all information originally comes from spirit, so it would be for us to try to temper the way this knowledge is used. All throughout your history, mankind has interfered, has not listened to spirit and the love that comes with it. This will always be because of your free will. All I can tell you at this point is that we in spirit are aware and will do all that we can to make sure this knowledge is used for good.
Yes, it comes down to free will, I guess.
You will never stop mankind's free will. You will never stop man doing deeds against his fellow man, which he should never do. But these things are part of life's existence on this earth.
I wondered if even computers are capable of really thinking, even advanced ones. I wondered if they... I think some people think they almost can develop a consciousness of... But I don't... I wouldn't have thought so myself, but do you know, would you have any comments on that?
I do, and I feel these comments are unfounded. That is all I will say. I do not see that they can become... you are speaking almost as if they would become a god.
Right, yes. But actually they can only really do the tasks that have been programmed into them.
Yes.
They can't really go outside of that.
Yes.
Surely consciously, what Paul was speaking about, is a spiritual thing, and they're not spirit, they're a machine.
Yes, I think so. So they are just machines at the end of the day.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you.
But I would say, do not concern yourself too much about that. They are making great progress as far as that goes. But we are aware and we are trying to temper what information they are using.
I'm sure that's very reassuring to them. Thank you.
You see what is happening here, and I will say it before I leave you, is that they are trying to bring much fear to the world. Because with such negative thoughts come the fear.
Yes.
And you must reject all areas of fear in your lives.
Yes, and technology can bring so much good, yes, can't it? Yeah.
It can. Mm. That is why the information has been given. But as I have said, mankind is very clever at turning everything around.
Yes.
And I think often many humans, they don't always realise they're doing it, but they create a big drama.
Yes.
And people seem to hook into that drama quite easily without realising they're doing it.
Yes.
So it's very unconscious often.
You are quite correct. It is so much easier, it would seem, for human beings to find more fear in any situation than they do love and all of the positive aspects of love. And I hope, my dear friends, our conversation will help you to rejuvenate the thoughts of positive thinking.
Yes.
That it will help you in everyday life.
Yes.
To send out so much love.
Yes.
And to allow the negative thoughts to dissipate. Now,
thank you.
My dear friends, I will leave you this time.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for all the wonderful reminders.
Yeah. The other universes and everything. Thank you. Yeah, love goes with you and to the other universes and beyond.
And here.